crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
I'm with you, bro. Even though you threatened to kill me last hour.
Whoa. Yeah, did you hear about this?
Wow, I missed this hour.
So, like, if you're going to murder somebody, you probably shouldn't say it publicly because that usually comes back on you.
Yeah.
So now you guys are brought into this, and if it happens, then you're a, accessory.
I don't think that's true. I think more of a...
You know what I would say? I watch enough television shows. Hey, if you guys tried to come in, I would say, hey, motion to suppress, speculation, hearsay. They'd say no, but the audio. No, it's been suppressed.
The way you just rattled that off.
I'm going to get the audio suppressed.
Why do I think that you've had to use that line
yeah,
before?
There's some experience here.
I told you, I watch a lot of television.
Well, we have four audio professionals in the room. It's possible that things have can be doctored.
Actually, there's only three.
Professionals.
I just, I don't know what I do. Certainly not
at least one.
Oh, yeah. When you're on the ones and the twos, you can mix.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't music. I don't know if you realize that, sure.
Audio is audio. It's just like, radio is radio.
As long as it's
AM.
He was needling me pretty good, and he was on a roll, and I just uttered, I said, God, I should kill you. But I was kidding.
So amazingly,
sounds serious.
Amazingly, we're all baseball guys in here. 12 weeks ago, Josh's baseball team won the World Series.
People forget.
Thank you, baseball Josh. Right now is dark. We don't know if it's going to start on time. I feel for my brothers and sisters that run spring training facilities. They're very worried about games actually happening. You know what? We didn't even get to this. And we had a lot of stuff come up in 4 hours. And you guys will, maybe you'll get to it, maybe you won't.
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame is today.
Yeah.
So it used to, when I was growing up, and again, I'm a little preference here. I was in a baseball family. So when the day they announced who was going to Cooperstown was a big deal. There may be only one guy that goes in today, Big Poppy.
Big Bappy.
But it's like there's not a lot of national buzz going on.
No.
And I wonder if people still care about the Hall of Fame and the fact that we could say goodbye to Bonds and Clemens as their 10th year on the ballot does more long-term damage than short-term by not including them in trying to tell the history of the game.
It's crazy because that really did – it came and went. Like the 10 year, like now they're just off, and they gained some momentum over the last 3 years. But
what
it feels
was it like 30 some percentage points?
They had gotten pretty close.
Are we sure that they're going to fall short though?
Yes, they're all like a lot of the ballots that are coming in. First of all, everybody should have to make their ballots public. There's way too many people that vote in this, but they're going to come up short, even though their numbers have kind of increased.
Yeah,
I mean it looks like David Ortiz is going to be the only player that goes in.
They're still sitting, according to the tracker, they're still sitting above the number.
But
from known ballots.
There's a lot to come in still, though, right?
Yeah, there's a lot to come in.
A lot to come in.
I mean, you can't.
There's 50%.
You can't
still to
come separate them. I mean, if you're voting for Bonds, you're voting for Clemens, and vice versa. I mean, you can't say, well, I'm voting for one guy and I'm not voting for the other.
Yeah. They're both still sitting above the number right now.
We're being serious, right? Like, we know that they should be in.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you do more long-term damage by keeping them out of the hall for the younger people that want to experience baseball. You can't tell the story of baseball without Bonds and Clemens.
Well, and then look at the ballots. Look at the ballot right now, and I don't know. Whatever happens with A-Rod happens with A-Rod. He doesn't have much support right now. Maybe it's...
See, I think in his first year on the ballot, I think he'll be at about 40%, isn't bad considering he got suspended for a year.
Right.
For PEDs.
Right.
But he still has, he's one of the most incredible shortstops, third baseman in the history of the game.
What's the difference? These guys had to wait 10 years and aren't going to get in, and we're saying A-Rod might, A-Rod's going to get enough support by what, year five? Something
Dude
like
has
that?
A job in baseball.
No.
He was living his best life
in
Lambeau.
I always say this. My first glances are they Hall of Famer, yay or nay? Then we move on to the next person. Scott Rolen, I think, will be in 23, and I think Todd Helton will be in 24, not because all of a sudden their careers got better, because of who's on the ballot and their numbers are increasing enough where I think trends will say Rolen next year, Todd Helton, 24.
I was looking at the list of potential guys to go on next year. So here's what we're dealing with. Carlos Beltran.
Okay.
Immediate. Yes or no?
This is one that Damon and I debate.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Carlos Beltran.
In.
Long career.
I don't
career.
Say completely out, but I need more convincing of in.
Yeah, well, I'll give you two easy words. Reggie Jackson.
Next.
Matt Cain.
That's his comp.
Matt
better
Cain,
numbers.
No.
One perfect game, zero other things.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks
no
for
that's,
the
that's not true.
Thanks for the memes.
Three-time All-Star. This is straight from the Hall of Fame like site, like 2023 eligibles.
Okay.
Andre Ethier. No. John Lackey. Mike Napoli. Johnny Peralta. K-Rod. K-Rod?
No.
No.
Houston Street.
No.
Jared Weaver. Jason Wirth.
No, no, no. Although Jason Wirth had great hair.
You don't have to list everyone.
Get a lot of money. That,
these are just
MLB website or wherever.
Page two.
The next year is like Bartolo Colon.
Yes.
And
he should just be in for the experience.
How about Joe Mauer?
Ooh.
Ooh. Joe Mauer will get into the Hall of Fame. I don't know that it'll be first ballot.
Mauer's in.
Yes.
Shoot, yeah. Puckett's in.
Mauer will be in. I just don't think it'll be a first ballot.
Adrian Beltre goes on next year. In 2024, sorry.
Beltre is a Hall of Famer.
See,
yeah, I think so.
So there's some... Yes, he is.
3,000 hits, right?
I think there's... You
that's,
know,
that's pretty much
baseball,
automatic.
When it comes to Hall of Fame, you're always using comps. It. You're always using comps of people that open the door for you. Like, did Pudge Rodriguez, in his whole PED stuff, did he open the door for Big Poppy? Or did... like. Maybe this is a better comp for Big Poppy. Edgar Martinez opened the door for David Ortiz.
Sure.
I think Pudge Rodriguez opens the door for Alex Rodriguez eventually. Pudge Rodriguez did not got in, what was he, the third or fourth year? Because, remember, Pudge Rodriguez was one of the better catchers, but also was one of the people that you thought, eh.
Yeah.
Why, all of a sudden you showed up at spring training a lot slimmer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the catchers get a different treatment too.
But,
you know.
But it's the comparison of, okay, in the PED, when were you caught? Did you test positive? When were they testing?
Yeah.
You know, you look at David Ortiz. Didn't David Ortiz test positive?
See.
Is he going to be the first guy to go into the Hall of Fame after testing positive?
That's what I'm saying. I don't
There's
get the
no
difference.
Positive test for Bonds or Clemens?
Sometimes I just say that.
Well, a lot of it starts from the base level of, do we like you? Right?
Which Do we is not the, like for, Barry
for,
Bonds?
For baseball writers, for sure. The answer to that is no.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I like Barry Bonds.
There's too many people that vote. Why?
I can't believe you just said it. Was that rhetorical? He was one of the most vilified teammates in all of his era.
Yeah. That's not, that shouldn't be a.
He wouldn't even let Andres
that
Galarraga
shouldn't count
sit in
for
his
that
chair.
Much. In
oh,
a Hall
oh
of
I agree. But I agree.
But we can all agree that baseball is the most petty when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Right?
Yes, they are. And that's why fewer and fewer people, as the game gets older and you want it to get younger, are going to care about the Hall of Fame.
Right? I mean, they're the consummate, well, I don't like a guy.
Connor, when you take your kid to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful community in upstate New York, and you can stay at the Lodge.
Sure.
It's, you know, they got an actual main street. They got baseball card shops. It's pretty cool.
Steal some soap.
So when you go, by the way, the Lodge that I stayed at.
Oh, no.
It was. I bet that I didn't steal the soap there.
It was probably hand whittled.
I bet it was unbelievable soap.
And it was bigger than that piece of crap you brought back yesterday.
They make it on site.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Artisanal.
I got to remember that. Yeah. I was at a.
Shailene Woodley.
We had
an
organizational retreat in Cooperstown. When you take your kid there, he's going to go, Daddy, where's Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens? I did not say, who's your daddy? I said, Daddy. Daddy.
He's going to say, he asked the same question, who's hit the most home runs ever?
Barry
and I'll say it's Barry Bonds.
That,
why, hey, you got that picture up in the garage of Bonds and Clemens, but they're not in the Hall of Fame. Where are they at, Daddy?
No, he's more likely to say, why is his head so big? He's not asking that, Sharpie.
No, I asked as a kid, who's hit the most home, you know, who's hit the most home runs? I always thought it would like, you know, as like a 5-year-old, I was like, this is, you know, Babe Ruth. You always heard about Babe Ruth. Actually, no. It's not Babe Ruth. That was a surprise to me. I'm like, I got to learn about this Hank Aaron guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And then, you know, so I think kids will ask who's got the most this and that. And then the people with the most hits and the most home runs ever aren't in the Hall of Fame.
See, I think it does more long-term damage when you don't let people in. For the younger generation that starting to ignore Hall of Fames.
Yes.
Of how you can't tell the story of baseball without blank.
That's it.
Let them make the decision when they're in the Hall of Fame.
Dad, why are we here if the best pitcher, best hitter, and right? best home run hey, hitter aren't here?
ODB here for the guy that said he would kill a cohort on air. But I will say this. Why are we only asking the dads? Say, hey, mama.
That's true.
Why isn't the Rocket okay. in the Hall?
Thank you, Damon.
That's true.
And she's
going to
say,
that.
Well, baby.
Who's this Ty Cobb guy? Should I read up more on him? No.
Ask,
no, you should not.
Ask your mom that and see what she says.
Mom, hey, was Ty Cobb a nice person?
I'm the Rocket. Oh, man. She probably didn't sound like that.
So for a sport that right now.
Hey, uncle. Hey, grandma.
There you go.
Hey, guardian.
Wow.
Oh, you got to have representation for everybody here.
I'm just taking care of everybody.
What is this, 2022? Ooh, okay. All
if,
right.
So in
my
a sport
man said,
that,
who doesn't like Barry Bonds? Maybe
I
no
like
one.
Watching Barry Bonds hit home runs. That's all I care about. I don't care about how he was to his friends.
Not my home run champion.
Hey, so are we just over the vitiligo guy or whatever he had?
Joe Vitiello? What are you talking about?
Cubs fans hate him. Sosa.
Vita Blue.
Oh, Sosa. Sammy's done. Sammy's done.
Yeah, Sammy's off, right?
No,
yeah.
This is
he's
no,
come
he's,
and gone.
He's still
the,
on.
The funny
oh,
thing
yes,
is.
Oh, yes, he is. This is his 10th
yeah,
track.
Yeah, we just skip right over old Save Baseball McGuire Sosa.
Why does it have to be so politicky? Well, that's a dangerous
great,
question.
That's a great word.
Well, okay, so in comparison to other Hall of Fames, do we think the Pro Football Hall of Fame is politics?
I don't know. Not as much as baseball.
See, the process like is different, though. Like, you can have people vote, and they don't vote for everybody, and they got 10 on the ballot, and they don't have to reveal their ballot, and you have way too many people that vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is narrowed down, and you have to make a case amongst your peers on why Derek Thomas, for example, should be in the Hall of Fame. Even though he's probably like a no-brainer, you have to convince people, yes, and then you have a small committee.
So it's like do a presentation?
Yes. And really, in baseball, you don't. You've got these numbers.
Hey, guys.
You've got your opinions.
Hey, sit down. Pull up a chair.
Well, the idea is...
Let me tell you why Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Go.
He has the most home runs. End of presentation.
And he hit him into the water.
Well, there are some ridiculous stats about, like, the only strikes that he would see during an at-bat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Left.
There's a whole, like, four-year period where no one pitched
left,
to him.
Yeah. Left
no.
the building.
So you could actually, before his head got bigger.
Literally and figuratively.
If you look at his numbers with the Pirates, I mean... He was legit on the path.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Oh yeah. He did. He had a Hall of Fame career without that.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, like, he just one off season, his head got bigger, and he had needed to adjust the hat size to 7 5/8.
Put him in the Hall, but he's got to wear a Pirates hat.
He won two MVPs in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Before the head.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
But this is probably a more animated discussion than any other sports talk show will have around this area about the Hall of Fame.
That's
and
right.
We went four
We're the
hours.
Best.
We went 4 hours without talking about it, and it's supposed to be a big day for baseball. Instead, it will be, okay, great, Big Poppy's going in. Hey, do you know that he tested positive for PEDs? And what'd he do during the regular season, only in the postseason? Now let's get back to, are you guys going to play baseball this year?
Everything. Every time we talk about baseball on like a national scale where people actually want to listen, it's about something totally stupid.
Or negative.
Or negative.
Oh, PEDs won't even
Instant
come up.
Instant replay or...
Absolutely.
PEDs,
guys
or,
hitting each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's I get it. Well, or my favorite, it's that marketable. The best player doesn't even win. You could recognize him outside of his uniform with a baseball hat on.
He doesn't even speak English.
Baseball's got an image problem. Yeah, okay.
Baseball's like the clear, like we can see the players pretty
can
well.
See clearly that it's not Barry Bonds, but he's my idol. I love Barry Bonds.
Stop making fun of me, man.
Oh, well, you do have somebody with you, my other resident San Francisco Giants fan, and I know a couple. DC actually does like Barry Bonds. He said he's been good to me.
Would you vote for Barry Bonds to go to Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's
I mean,
that's
absolutely.
It.
I mean, look at the equivalent
But remember, you are talking to a Clemens fan, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm with
hey,
you, too.
I know you got his stats up there. The equivalent of Josh Allen's performance Sunday night at Arrowhead is Barry Bonds in the World Series against the Angels.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
but,
sure. I'm here. Look at bring
oh, okay, but yeah. Hang on, though. Remember, you're old enough to remember, and Yahshua, I'm sure you are, and no line of demarcation for you, C-Hap.
What?
But once upon a time, Barry Bonds was not a good postseason player.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, the knock against Barry Bonds was that he was not good in the postseason.
Barry Bonds.
He played enough to overcome that, and they still aren't great numbers.
Barry Bonds in the 2002 World Series at age 37 in a seven-game series hit .471. On base 700.
Is that good?
Slugging 1294 nah. OPS 1994.
Hey, wait a minute.
1994.
Dude, the 1271 though.
He had four
home runs.
Yep.
Dude, total bases are a thing.
His OPS was 1994.
It was that.
His OPS was 2 years after I was born.
It was the equivalent to Josh Allen's performance in a losing cause in a postseason. Is that seven game series?
Oh, man. Like, he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
And he did that whole postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, at least he had enough time, too, to overcome the postseason woes. Because Sharpie asked me earlier, and it's crazy, and I said, baseball is the biggest victim of this. He said, would you rather win big in a short amount of time, like once?
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Or be good over time and not get enough hardware. And baseball is really the only sport that doesn't punish you for being good over a long time without winning a ton of hardware.
So let me give
yeah,
you a little bit
true.
More framework
it
to
is,
what Damon said.
Because even Ovechkin needed a cup.
That's true.
So this is the discussion
Trout
about...
Trout won't need to win a World Series.
About a guy like Aaron Rodgers. It is Aaron Rodgers win it all once or win over time.
So be good over time and
what do you, what
do
would
not
you,
have one.
Yeah, because
you
know, he's
one
won one, but it was a while ago, but yet... He has continued to win in Green Bay.
Right. No, I mean.
Well, he's going to be a victim of his own regular season success.
We do that with quarterbacks. Right. That's true, too.
Right. You know, I mean, he's his own benchmark.
If he had just been bad or on bad teams over these years, like, yeah, he got a Super Bowl.
And listen, we don't want to do this, but go look at some of those rosters that he carried. They weren't exactly prolific.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, so, I mean. I don't know. I'm not a Rodgers apologist, but I do like him probably more than most, especially for a non-Packer fan.
Would
I like
you rather,
Aaron Rodgers. If I had to start a team tomorrow, I would take Rodgers over Brady if I didn't know anything about championships.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you take Rodgers over Favre?
Yes. Every day. He doesn't turn the ball over. If I'm only going to get one title, I want it with the guy that takes better care of the ball.
Postseason record, they both have a ring.
Yeah,
they both are separated by what? One win?
Give me.
But they both have 10 losses. What? One is 12 and 10, the other is 11 and 10. Which is amazing
it's
to
crazy.
Think about. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me Rodgers.
Favre got Rodgers. To two.
Oh, yeah.
Every day that ends in Y.
I think so, too.
I don't even think it's close.
Is Favre going
to
be.
Now, that becomes the preference of what you want your quarterback to look like.
No. I like a guy that.
Oh, the turnover thing. That's it. Yeah.
I like a guy that could read the playbook.
Well, that always helps.
Dude, you listen to him on Sirius Satellite? Some of his stories are legendary, and he ain't shy about it.
Rodgers.
No, you go here. I'll throw you the ball. Favre,
yeah.
Yeah. He's a gem. I mean, I just
Rodgers
like listening
is one
to
of
the
best
stories.
Pure passers the NFL's ever had. Like, just throwing the football.
Yeah, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks that I've
listen,
ever
maybe
seen.
Ever.
Yeah. For sure.
And no disrespect to Mahomie and Yahshua Allen, but they didn't do it near as long as A.A. Rod.
No, I always appreciate the guys who make it look really easy for his
dude,
career.
They were running QB sweeps with Josh Allen Sunday, guys.
Yeah.
He was jumping over people.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be doing
that. That was the Bills' run game.
I don't think he's going to be doing that for 20 years.
He also threw a couple of darts. I just want to add
that. Oh, my God. He throws it like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that was the tool bag of their OC was QB power and QB sweep.
Oh, no. It's
couldn't do anything with Singletary or anybody else. It's just...
When you get to the postseason, though, in that situation, it's like, all right, we're going to load Josh up. Yeah. It's time. This is our best guy. This gives us the best chance to win. And guess what? It worked. It wasn't the offense's fault they lost. They were okay. I guess it wasn't really the defense's fault either. It was more just Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm crushed. It's two straight games. The Chiefs have scored 42 in the postseason. Okay.
My man Trent says, Sid Bream says, hold my beer, Barry. Okay. So he had a little bit of a noodle. Bream showed like he had some wheels. I mean, knee brace and all with the hobnob slide. He was rolling.
I think I could look at Barry Bonds' baseball reference page for probably like 2 hours. And just
you know
like,
what?
There's some ridiculous
statistics.
First
experience
ridiculous.
Hey, my first experience with Barry Bonds when he's playing for the Pirates, I went to Wrigley to watch him. I was excited to watch Barry Bonds. And he like grounded back to the pitcher, top of the first inning. And he literally walked to left field, and I lost my mind.
Listen, so we were in.
Run!
You run!
You're a bum!
We were vacation. We were.
That's awesome.
He did. He like walked out to left field to begin the bottom of the
hot
first.
Hot dog!
We went to visit my sister, who's lived in the Bay Area for who knows God how long, and we saw Barry Bonds in person hit his 600th.
Oh, really?
We thought that was going to be a big deal, and you got these 3D. Imaging glass, you like turn it and it shows you a different number.
That's cool.
And we thought 600 was, oh man, it's gonna have a lot of value. Who knew he was gonna hit almost 200 more?
Some sort of significance. Yeah. So yeah, he would have hit his 600th home run.
I sat through watching a Giants game as a Dodgers fan because of the Barry Bonds. Actually, it was really for the sushi, but once I settled into the good that you could get good sushi at the ballpark,
which is well,
I've watched Bonds.
I mean, that's a San Francisco. Did you get the fries, the garlic fries?
No, I didn't want my fingers.
I've never been to lobster. I've never been to that park.
Yes.
All right, you got to try the garlic fries.
I'm not eating.
And then when you go south, go down to San Diego. You got to get the fish tacos at Petco, which is both those places are beautiful.
Well, if you go north, you can get the crickets in Seattle.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So there,
and you get some good craft beer at the ballpark. At
actually,
T-Mobile.
Oklahoma Tyler's a big Barry Bonds fan, too.
Sure.
I forgot the story when he sat next to him in first class, and Barry Bonds had his Yorkie. No, true story.
Oh.
He was telling me real time. So and just so happens that Numbnuts, or Tyler's a Giants fan, too. Big Giants
fan.
Oh,
I bet he just... Barry?
Hey, let's
get... get a picture?
Barry?
With the Yorkie?
Hey. And you know, he's not a fanboy either, but he was going to get that picture.
Yeah.
Go ahead then, T-Mos.
Can you sign this? It starts with a T?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm friends with a guy whose favorite teams are the Giants and the Sooners. We play nicely together, Connor. Not so much.
Oh, yeah. You're a Dodgers guy. I got a
Dodgers, Cubs, Braves, Royals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's easy for me. Two cities, all my teams. Dodgers, Lakers, Pens. Steelers.
Got it.
So yeah, it makes it simple.
If you would ask me the trivia question, I would have got it eventually. Yeah. Probably.
One more thing on the politics of the ballot
and
the controversy.
Politicky.
I had to get so politicky.
Is Curt Schilling, who was headed towards being inducted and then wanted off the ballot.
Yeah. Why can he say, don't vote me in?
Yeah, don't vote me in.
Well, why not just oblige?
Yeah,
that's not...
Why don't we just vote him in against, like, why does it have to be a
and
whole
and force
thing?
Him to come and accept the Baseball Hall of Fame nomination?
Yeah. Why did we oblige him on this?
Mm.
Why did we let him off the hook?
Boy, wouldn't that be...
Because he would have got in this year.
Yes. Wouldn't that be a speech?
Yeah.
Would he even show?
So I'm going to spend some time now going down this rabbit hole with Bonds because the statistics that year of balls that he hit in the strike zone... That were actually in the strike zone, you'll never, ever, 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 ever see again. He didn't just make contact. They left the building. Like.
My guy walked 232 times in 2004.
was ridiculous.
232 times.
Well, how many at bats, official at bats?
600?
I bet it's less than
656?
That.
656?
Like plate appearances?
Yeah.
Yeah.
617.
Yeah, I was gonna. I thought it would maybe be less than 600. Because you have to add in walks, right?
Yep. Yeah.
617 official at bats.
And then another 232.
So he hit 362. He slashed 362, 609, 812.
Yeah. Is that, I don't know. Is that good?
I won't be in the Hall of Fame.
And that was his fourth straight MVP that year.
We can't forget about this. So actually,
you can't put him into the Hall of Fame. And this guy was hitting 70 home runs a year and hitting 360 and walking 200 times.
MVP after MVP.
Yes.
My qualification is, can you tell the history of baseball without Bonds and Clemens?
I'm exactly the same.
But here, now they're, so they'll go to the, I don't know what the official name of the
Dude,
era.
I actually forgot
the era committee.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older players and people that are on that. The older players that vote on that committee, that's your like second chance to get in.
Well, and that's like how many years down the line?
That's immediate.
Oh, really?
So you slide into that, they're going to have a hard time getting through some of those older players that want to keep anybody associated with PEDs out of the Hall of Fame. Today is probably their last chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
But then now Alex Rodriguez becomes the test case of he sat out a whole year.
A-Rod stays in baseball. He keeps showing up on Fox and MLB Network, and he gets in 3 years. Yeah.
Gets his own broadcast.
Yeah, and he shows up at the Packers game wearing a hat, dancing with that lady.
With the common folk in the stands.
I don't think she was a common folk. She's actually a fitness bikini model.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I know that when I walk out of this.
You don't know how common that is?
Well, I don't think I'm going to walk out.
Depends on who you are.
I don't think I'm going to walk out of a parking lot, and there's going to be a fitness bikini model standing there going, want to go to an NFL? Want to go to the Chiefs game?
Not this parking lot.
Josh, you don't know Sharpie's prowess on IG? That is common for him. He kills the Instagram game.
Well.
You have a burner? Or are you like straight up on there?
Are you catfishing Sharpie, people? Do you have a burner?
I do not have a burner on Instagram. I just, I attract people that don't use their real name.
Oh, man.
Why does everybody on Instagram that's a female have to shorten their name? Hey. Why do you got to be Tay when your real name is Jill? I'm just in it for the conversation, but yet you would like to You would like to force pictures and my checking account on you.
Oh. Yeah.
It happens. I just want you to talk to me.
Hey, you want me to? I'm gonna show you a great reason why I tell Sharpie to stay off IG. This is from my main man Robert Latall at BSO. This is a real title. You ready?
Black Sports Online. Kind
of. I've visited.
Yeah. IG model Dime Racks. Again,
how's that spelled?
The name thing. Dime Racks. Okay. On how she now has floating sea organisms in her booty. And how she has tuberculosis of the butt after a botched BBL surgery. Here's how long she has to stay in the hospital.
Tuberculosis.
Of the butt.
Of the butt.
Is that covered under insurance?
Do we need to start a GoFundMe?
Like, how do you call up State Farm and go, I got some, they're kind of like sea monkeys that were in my butt.
Now, in my butt?
Oh.
Well, I think it's inside the cavity.
I read it.
It's a real thing.
It's going to become popular. You know it will be.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably not
Dime
for me.
Racks, though.
So, that's the funny
part?
That's
your takeaway.
My problem has always been I don't speak their language.
Oh, well, you could. I just want to hear you read the text exchange out loud when she's like, "Hey, Gary, baby," and you're like, "Wait, what? What?
I mean,
I don't know what that means. You want to do what to what?"
I'm just you follow me on Twitter and you got a topless picture. I'm like, okay, I'm sure we're not engaging in Husker talk.
Hey, I'm a little offended. I'm just here for the good conversation.
On Instagram.
Say something nice. How was your day? Busy day at the office?
Well, I mean, we all went through that phase where we didn't really care about the conversation. You know, I don't care if you're an airhead or not. Mm-hmm. We both have something in common. Now you get to that phase where it'd be nice to have somebody engage in conversation. That,
like a friend.
Yeah. Somebody that can put sentences together.
Yeah.
That maybe has their life in order.
Could you see yourself being friends with Dime Racks?
My guy just asked, what's the copay for TB of the booty?
I'm reading in a medical journal.
Do we
That's
not have
not
a vaccine
joke.
For this?
Well, you know, she might not want to take it. She did her own research. 6 instances of tuberculosis in the butt in a 3,700 patient sample size. These were all patients with diseases of that area. Let's call it that. That's 0.8%.
Oh, so it is a thing.
Well, it's very rare then.
Yeah, yeah. Dime Racks is special.
Is it contagious?
That's what I'm saying, really.
Oh.
Now, how do you acquire
the
disease?
That is, you got to be working in that area.
So this, but it's not a solo thing, right?
It doesn't say.
It's not genetics.
He said.
Like it takes 2 to give you TB in the butt.
Doesn't.
That's the next new thing. It takes 2 to tango.
Doesn't specify. You don't say. Just low key says. Doesn't say.
Doesn't say. I have some questions. Maybe we need
I still
want to
know where she got Dime Racks from. I know you guys think I'm weird, but you're like, that's your takeaway? I just think it's. And somewhere out there, somebody's falling for this.
Maybe you should reach out.
Probably not.
Well, and then somebody will be reaching out for him.
Well, I thought we were just about helping people.
Just here for the articles.
In the conversation.
In the conversation. Said Franklin Sharp.
Hey, all right.
When you're a little bit younger, that forum is like golden. Golden when you're like 16.
We covered a lot of ground
today.
Gary,
what are you doing in there? Hey, I'm just reading the articles.
We've been doing anything that centerfold. Oh, don't worry. I'm past the centerfold. I'm like on the next page, the forum. People really write like this? It's elegant writing. It's sentence structure.
I was a freshman at a small college in Pennsylvania. I never thought this would happen to me, but.
Conservative family.
I was doing some research on what nursing school would cost, and I was just like, how am I going to do this?
Hey, we're talking about somebody's daughter out there.
Next
Be
thing
kind.
You know, you got tuberculosis in the butt.
On your next episode of Jerry Springer.
Or you're sitting in the waiting room, and you know, some people will discuss, hey, what are you here for? I got a little cold.
TB.
I got TB. Oh, really? Where?
Where? I don't think anybody has where. If somebody told me that they had tuberculosis, I wouldn't say where.
Well, now you're going to second guess. You're going to go top or bottom. Have a good show.
Hey. All right.
Covered a lot. Oh, yeah. Nice. Very good. Covered a lot of ground today on The Crossover. We'll be back with more next.